Okay, we are at the beginning of the Gemara, meaning we did the Mishnah yesterday at the 7th Perek, and now we are going to start the Gemara on Samach Zayin Amid Beis. I would believe it's 67b. 3? B3? Wow, it's Mamash Day. You had a lot to say in the first part. Talk to Gemara. My Kudaikus. What is Kudaikus? Yesterday we translated the name of a shade. It gets people. Rashi got it from the Gemara. I'm a shvul. The Nachsei Cham Rechadeta de Matarta. He was bit by the shade that goes along and that comes along with freshly pressed wine. Rashi Nachsei Noshchay bit Kamayshasa Hemenu VeHirgishbay. He drank a lot of wine and it affected him. I guess the shade comes along with it and affects him. Dr. Gemara, Belisni Mishanoshka Yayin Chadash. Why do we have to use Kodaikas? Just say somebody that was bitten by the shade of the new wine. Dr. Gemara Kamashmala, the Mishnah is teaching us the Haruka Kodaikashma. The name of that shade is Kodaikas. Dr. Ashi, what difference does it make? And the Gemara says, the Mainav Kamina, the Kamea, to a Kamea to write an amulet. Now, interesting, let me just do the Rashi. Rucha, shade of Oichas Edekach, the shade who comes in because of that. The Kamea, Shemashbiyim Ba'as HaRuach B'Shmai. An amulet is when you make the Ruach swear, meaning you push it to swear not to damage. Now, the Mepharshim are bothered because the Gemara right after it says, Maya Susei. How do you heal Kodaikas? Well, didn't we just say you give a Kamea? So it's not prevented. Well, doesn't say that. It's a nice parrot for the Kamea. They answer that Kamea keeps it stationary till you can do a Revuah, meaning the Kamea stabilizes. It stabilizes it that while he's getting the Revuah together, it keeps the Kudaikas at bay and it doesn't let him do more damage or affect the person in a worse way. That's how I saw it before. But you're giving a good answer. The Kamea can be a protection. And a Konami. But again, I'm just telling you what I saw. I forgot who I saw from. Question. What? No. The Gemara just says Kamei, and then the Gemara says, how do you heal it? What does he say at the bottom? Doesn't it talk about it?
It refers to the meat of the soul's head.
That's my turn. That's next.
Rabbi Isbi has a conventional
cure. Yeah, two kinds of cures. Okay, that's another way to learn. Is he quoted from anybody? Fight him. Maya Susei. What is the cure? Bisra Sumka, lean meat, that's how Rashi learns it, agumri, roasted on coals, barbecued, v'chamra marka, and wine mixed, diluted with a lot of water. Rashi. L'kameya, is it that right? Sumka kochush. Rashi learns sumka means lean. Some people would want to tie that as sumka's red. Usually sumka's red would be red meat, but Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi has Gemara says later on why. I mean, we'll see in the Gemara why Rashi turns to that. What? Lean, yeah.
Yeah, kochush is meat. No, isn't lean
lean means not a lot of fat. There's fatty meat and there's lean meat. Lean is when they don't have a lot of fat on it. Kusha means weak. So what does it mean, weak meat? It means lean. Because later on, the Gemara is going to talk about fatty meat, so this is the lean meat. That's what it is. What does the article translate, Kalkush?
Lean meat.
Lean meat, okay, so I was machaving the article. What else do you want me to do? Marka, Mazug B'mayim Harbe, diluted with a lot of water. Dr. Gemara Vayter. Now, it's interesting that Gemara is now going to get into Refuah. Because we mentioned how to get rid of Kudaikas, the Gemara will now get involved in healing all different kinds of illnesses. And it's interesting, it's a long Gemara with a lot of blood through here. And the Gemara will have a lot of stories to tell us also along the way. This is an interesting, I got it to Gemara, not that other Gemaras are not interesting, but this is also interesting. My mother told me. Now, Abaya's mother died when he was born. So, obviously, he doesn't mean his mother. The Mepharshim say he means the lady that raised him. He refers to her as Aim. Amr li Aim. My mom told me. The Shimsha Bas Yaima, if a person has fever for one day, please do me a favor. If article disagrees with me, let me know, because some of this I speculate.
Heat stroke.
Okay. Which means it's a Kuza de Maya. You should drink a jug of water. That will heal the person from the effect of fever of one day. Rashi, Lishim Shabbas Yayma, Chayli Sha'agza Machmas Chayim Bay Bayayim. He was grabbed by heat of that day, heat stroke. Kuza de Maya, Yishti should drink a jug of water. And that will cure it. The Trey Yayme, a person who has fever for 2 days, where am I up to? The Trey Yayme, Sikuri, he should let blood. Rashi, Sikuri hakazes dam bekeren. Keren is a tool they used to take blood out, like a test tube. Something that they pulled, they got the blood out of the person with. Yes?
They used a hollow tube with a sharp end.
Yeah, that's a keren, right? Thank you. Bas klasi, I mean, if it's a fever of 3 days. If I remember correctly from when I learned this in Daf Yomi, they say this is malaria.
Malaria has fever several years with classic repetitions.
Right. Is that what article says, or he doesn't say that?
Three-day
heat stroke. Okay. Bistra sumka, lean meat, agumri on coals, the chamra marka, and diluted wine. L'shim sha'atikta, that might be the malaria one. What's the shim sha'atikta?
Standard heat stroke,
okay. Bashi miyamim rabim. A black hen. I never saw a black hen. I saw brown hens. I saw white hens. I don't remember ever seeing it. Maybe I did see it. The liquid shasi v'erev, and he should cut it into four, meaning vertically and horizontally. Rip it into four. The ligalchil matzias idereisha, and cut off the middle of the head of the sick person, meaning the person should get a haircut right above his skull. Rashi, matzias idereisha the chayla. The lusvi alei, and put this chicken on him. The nincha alei, and leave it on him. Ad the misrach, until it gets attached to him. I just need help here. Okay. The linchus, and the person should go down. The lake and the maya, should stay in the water. Ad tavari, up to his neck. Ad the cholish almiyaluyay, until he starts feeling faint. Rashi pug libai, his heart starts feeling faint. The lemur, and he should swim, but the salik can get up, meaning swim out of the water and get out. The lays of it, he should sit. That's Rashi. The lame of Joshua, Kamenachas Baramarah, like the Gemara says, the sailor went in. Okay, my turn. The Eli, and if he can't do this, if he doesn't have the chicken, the black chicken, Lecho Karsi, should eat a leek. The Lechas, the Lechem, the Maya Tavare, eat a leek and then go into his water to his neck. At the cholish alma, till he gets like he's faint. The layman, the lasalik, the leishim, the shimsha, the leishim, and he should sit. Okay, the shimsha for heat. Bistra sumka agumri. As we said before, it's a repeat. You put lean meat on coals, the chamra marka, and diluted wine. The talga, somebody who suffers because of cold. Cold affected his body. What does he say, Talga?
Chill.
So he does the Talga, Bistra Shemena, fatty meat, agumri and coals, the Chamra Chayin, undiluted wine. So you treat the cold the opposite that you treat the heat. That's why I said Kalkas is lean, because Shamna is fatty. Rashi, the Talga, Chayli Sha'akza Machmutsina, Chaya Beloy Mezigas Mayim, no dilution of water. Now the Gemara brings the story. Rav Amram Chassida was the name of Amira, and Havimitzari Lei Bei Reish Galusa. The people of the Reish Galusa made life miserable for him. Now, the Reish Galusa was an appointment in Bavel of a, I think in English it's called the Exilarch. What happened was, The Babylonian government let the Jews run their own country within a country. Basically, they said to the Jews, you can handle your own affairs as long as you're paying taxes, and as long as you don't have an army and you don't have a foreign policy. You want to run your own internal affairs, go right ahead and do it. And the man appointed of it was called the Reish Galusa, and he was a descendant of David HaMelech, and the Yerushalmi says he was a Ben Achaben of David HaMelech. So it was a family thing. It was genetic, whatever the word is. It goes from father to son. No, that's not genetic. Genetic is the word. I forgot what it's called.
There is a correct
title. What?
There is a correct
title. I forgot what it is. What? Okay.
Hereditary.
Some of the Reish Galusas were tzaddikim amaroyim. Some of the Reish Galusas were not such nice people. Now, the way the Farshim learned this Reish Galusa, and again, I have no raya, is that the Reish Galusa himself wasn't a bad person. At least some of the Farshim learned that way, as we will see. But the Reish Galusa was surrounded by an entourage. You know, the people that think they're running the place. And some of those people, even when the Reish Galusa was a nice man, made life miserable for tzaddikim. Because, you know, these people were machmer on them, they have from chitin, it bothers them. So they made life pretty miserable for these people. So the Bei Reish Galusa were mitzayer this person, Rashi. No Rashi yet. So Rashi, I have mitzayer leid. Havadim, the Havadim used to be mitzayer. These are the servants of the Reish Galusa. Mei Shechosna du Parish, Rabbi Amram Chsida was a very pious person, separated from Elam Hazem. And when they asked the Mishaili, it was always the Chumrah. And they were bothered by that. They don't like from rabbis. And therefore, they made life miserable for him. So the story continues. Have a Magnile Atalga. So what they did is, they gave him a place to sleep whenever he came to the Reish Galusa's house. Now, Pasha Mishad Atalga means on snow. On cold. Others say that they put him in a wet, the Ben Yehuda learns, a wet, damp room that was similar to being in cold, meaning basically did not give him very warm accommodations. Lemachar, so obviously he got chilled. The next day, he's fine, Avadim. Amrle, they asked him, what would you like to eat? Amar, so Rav Amram Chassid said to himself, honey, called whatever I'll tell them, they'll bring me the opposite. The way they treat me, I get it. They don't want me to recover. So whatever I tell them, they will bring me the opposite. So he told them to roast the barbecue, lean meat on coals, the Chamra Mark and diluted wine, which he wanted the opposite. And they, true to form, Isolainu Bisri Shmei Nagumri, the Chamra Chaya. Now that person was bothered, he lied. What heter did he have to, again, I'm just saying what the Mepharshim asked. What heter did he have to lie? So some want to say, it's the Kuch Nefashis. You know, whatever they would bring him would make it worse. And when you're a question of the Kuch Nefashis, you can lie, obviously. Others want to say that if you know the people are going to lie to you, meaning opposite, then you're allowed to say this. That's not even called a lie. Not a heter to lie. It's not a lie. Because you want A, and you know you're going to say A, they're going to bring B. So since you want A, you can ask for A. The way you ask for A is by saying B. That's how you get A. And that's not called a lie. That's what some of us want to bring from this Gemara. It's a big riot. That if I know somebody's going to do the opposite of what I say, I'm not lying if I tell them the opposite. Because I'm getting what I want. Even though I'm saying something that's not true, but it is true because I know what he's going to bring me with that. So that's not called, that's what some of us want to say, yes?
Two things. The inheritance then of Ben is first part of balance law. The problem with that term, that's the law of Franks. That was the law of Europe. Number two, but we also have the Gemara which argues on that issue.
And he told them, Lindu l'shaynam daber sheker.
Okay.
So So the Mepharshim is saying it's a big difference when you're the one saying it or somebody is saying it for somebody else. He was telling Kibrei, it's not negay you, so you're teaching yourself to say the falsehood. Meaning it's not that you're lying now, but you're teaching yourself that you don't have to be impeccably honest.
So the hinge for someone else, right?
No. That's what some Mepharshim want to say. Again, it's the Machlokes Mepharshim. The other one is to say it's the Kuf Nefesh, meaning it was, I don't know if he was going to die, but he was definitely going to get sicker. So therefore, he was allowed to do it.
Don't we learn from Yaakov and Lavan that when the Shaitan, everyone comes after...
Lavan didn't lie, he never lied to Lavan. That was Apina Vua. See, that's a mistake that people make. I mean, I'm not here to say Chumash. The Chumash I would give over to Florida, somebody else, but the people make a mistake. They think that Yaakov Avinu didn't lie by Esav, by Yitzchak. He lied, saying, Ani, Esav Becharecha, I am who I am, and Esav is your Bechar, is a white lie. Call it a white lie, but it's Sheker. He misled Yitzchak. Teretz is a lie, it's Amar B'Nevuah. Rivka told him, this is what I had in the Nevuah for you to do. He was listening to a Navi. A Navi's allowed to tell you a lie. So he listened to the Navi. So he did lie. He lied in what we call a lie. It's not a lie because the famous word that the Bali Musar say and the Kutzker Rebbe says, a lie doesn't mean what we call, sheker doesn't mean a lie. Sheker means saying what's not the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say at the time. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to say something else, that's not sheker.
Your wife asked you, how do I look?
What?
Your wife asked you, how do I look?
100%. Darker Shalom? You better not say what you want to say. Say what she wants to hear. Yes. Yes. I can't hear you.
I think we're like to try this differently than saying that actually, if your wife asked you, actually, you should realize, take yourself to level where you realize that she.
I don't know. That's a higher madrega.
I think I have a great deal of difficulty with what you just said. Because you're taking a written explanation of what is the event without hearing the word. There are two very different meanings. Come up to me and say that I owe you $5. Great deal of difference between me saying I owe you $5 and saying I owe you $5.
Yeah, but Yaakov did not say to Yitzchak, Ani, Eitzah Becharecha.
How do you know that?
Doesn't matter that way. I mean, he meant to say Ani, Eitzah Becharecha. He didn't. Yeah.
I mean,
it's not, we're not learning Chumash now. I told you already, if we're learning Chumash, I have a hand over the floor. But in this week's Parsha, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meshanep Nedar Kishalom. Now, even though the Ramban speaks out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not say anything that wasn't true, all he said was he didn't say the whole thing. Right? Because Sarah had said, Ani Zakanti, and Adayni Zakan, he only quoted half of it. That's what the Ramban says in this week's Parsha. But the Maitzah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him the whole thing. And the Chazal learned not from here, but until the Shana is Medar Gishel. This week's Parsha. Okay, let's go back. Zog to Gemara back. Anyway, after he told him, he got what he wanted. Shama Yalsa, Rav Nachman's wife, Yalsa, heard. Umay Lelo Lebe Mesusa. Now, he was so chilled that the Rufu, this is the way, again, there's so many different Mepharshim here. I'm picking one. He was so chilled that the Rufu of the meat and the wine did not do the trick. It helped, but he wasn't totally cured. So Yalsa went, put him into a Beis HaMerchetz, a hot Beis HaMerchetz. She put him into the water of the bathhouse, and he stayed there, and the water turned red. I guess from whatever made him chilled came out of his body, and it turned the water red. The koi bistrip shita pashit, and his skin became white blotches. Bashi, Yalsa, Eishes Rav Nachman, v'hi bas hanasi. Now I always had trouble with this. I don't know what Nazi is doing here. In Bubble, there was no Nazi that I always thought. In Bubble, there was a Reich Galusa. Was Yalsa the daughter of the Reich Galusa? So, that's what he says? It's interesting. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Bas HaNazi. The age is our best.
I mean, Nazi can't Nazi meet the head?
Yeah, but usually in the Etchisol, there was a position called Nazi, and in Bubble, there was a position called Reich Galusa. Okay. Right. The Aegis of Abbasin, and her husband was the Abbasin, Rav Nachman. The Chashuba, she was a very Chashuba lady, the Mina Barbara Reitav, Rav Nachman Chasin, the Ben Estiyahav. Masusa Merchitz, the Mishapchi Machmazeya Adu Mayoitzi Mimenu, the red sweat that came out of him, Aidei Bismish Mein Nevacham Rechaya, through the fatty meat and the undiluted wine. Pshiti Pshiti, Baharis Agulois, white blotches. And the Gemara goes off the tangent, right, Gemara continues. Rav Yosef, he asked Berachaya. Rav Sheshes, he asked Bikshuri. Rav Yosef, when he suffered from chills, started grinding, went to work. He went to work, causing himself to exercise, exertion, and that would cure the chill. I guess his body would heat up internally. And Rav Sheshes used to schlep logs. Amar. So I saw two pshatim and why they didn't use the meat wine before. The one pshat, which I think is the pasuk pshat, is it didn't work by itself. They needed more, and they didn't have the hot bathhouse that Yalsa provided for Rav Avraham Chasida. So they did work. That was instead of that bathhouse, meaning they did the wine and the meat, and then they also exercised. And the exercise caused the heat of their body to overcome the chill. That's how some learn. Others want to say the part of the refuah, again, I'm just quoting, I believe it's a Ben Yehuda, the part of the refuah is seeing the item, seeing the fatty meat and the undiluted wine. Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes were both blind, and therefore they couldn't see it. And therefore that refuah was, again, I'm just saying over a chat I saw, either you like it, you like it, you don't like it, you don't like it. The other shot is they needed more than just that before. Yes, doctor.
That's aside, I mean, I'm not trying to argue with any but the dominant understanding of how medicine, how these things work, is at that time had to do with radical.
The balance, right.
And the focus here seems to be on prescription.
Okay, again, I'm asking 100%. That's what Rashi says. Eventually, he asks the Talmud, Chaim, that she chama viyazir, she heat up and sweat. But Shuri lost his courage to my size to carry logs and packages. Now, I just want to mention this before we're going to have a few bladder refuahs. That Bezman Hazeh were not allowed to use the refuahs that the Gemara says, except for one exception. We're not allowed to use the refuahs that the Gemara says. Because some say the Stanateva, and if it doesn't work, you're going to blame. They just say they don't know what they're talking about. It's not true. They didn't know what they were talking about, but it was in those days. And some say, because we're not exact in how we do it, that you can't rely on that. Therefore, they don't want you to touch it. Again, because you'll be Maitzilaz and Chazal. However, I know people that tried one of them, the pigeon one, by jaundice, by what's it called?
Hepatitis.
So I don't know why they try it. The Gemara seems to, the Rishayim seems to say not. But Kivega brings down a Maril that one of them you're allowed to do. It's Gemara Shabbos that talks about if somebody Rachman Lutzan has a bone stuck in his throat, and it says I should remember. I should used to know this. High high. Nachis Bol. Forgot already Galasha Gemara, but it works. I understand from people that it works. Kivega says it works. It works. Kivegan Shukunarach brings it as the only one that we're allowed to use. Okay. Having said that, we'll move on to the next story.
That includes the fatty meat soup.
It includes the fatty meat that you can't rely on that rapport. Exercise, because there you go, exercise. All doctors will tell you exercise is great. Some people are machmer like me, they don't exercise. They don't want to fall off the exercise machine. But most people do exercise, and that's a healthy thing to do.
I would just note that originally, I would note that this shows very well the difference between correlation.
Can't hear you.
This shows very well the difference between correlation.
Listen, I was walking with my receivers to Karnavraka with Rabbi Yankov. Two of them, they were talking, and I was, of course, there. They weren't talking to me. And the receiver had a cane, and Rabbi Yankov was 10 years older, was walking without a cane. And Rabbi Yankov bothered my receiver and said, "Why you have a cane? What do you need a cane for?" The receiver was 77. Rabbi Yankov must have been 86 or 87. And he was making, that's not fun, but he was chapping my receiver about his cane. And then a kid drove by on a bike. So Rabbi Yankov said, "I was right there. Ah, I wish I had a bike." So the receiver thought he meant an exercise bike. Why in the world would he think that an 86-year-old man wants to ride a bike? So he said, "You have a bike. You get to something, you can go buy yourself a bike. I have a bike in my house." He was supposed to go on his bike to exercise his legs. "You know, I have a bike." And Bianca said, "Nah, not your bike. That bike is what I want." I was standing right there. It's not like I heard the story from somebody else. I heard it myself. He was 86 at the time, and he was looking at the bike. Could be he was just saying it to me, trying to get my receiver to be more, what's it? I don't know. But that's what happened. Okay. That's the
most amazing medical thing I've seen. Rabbi
Faber. He's to walk.
Right.
He's to walk.
He walked everywhere.
Yeah.
He had to lift the
Correct.
But, you recall, Rabbi Fabian did not wear glasses. And he had this little entity considered to you. And I can tell you that there are physiologic changes to burn a normal human being.
Okay, Baruch Hashem, he was blessed. Something about my term. I'm a rage galusa, liricious. My time at Lysod Margabun. The Reish Galusa said to Rav Sheshes, and again, the Mepharshim said this Reish Galusa was not a bad person. He asked Rav Sheshes, "Why do you never eat by us?" Your servants aren't good. I think that they serve Eva Menachai. Meaning the Mepharshim learned why they pick Eva Menachai, because he thought that that's, you know, again, he accused them of doing a lot of Isurim, but he was afraid they're doing Eva Menachai. How do you know? I'll show you. So again, let's learn the story. We'll talk about questions afterwards. So Sheshes tells his servant, "Go into the kitchen and steal one leg from the animal." They're preparing an animal for supper, for the, whatever they're going to eat. Take away one leg. Cut off one leg.
Alive?
No, not alive. A deceased animal, shechted, salted, ready to go, roasted, take away one leg. Okay, so the guy went and stole it. Kasha, why are you allowed to steal? The answer, simplest answer, the Reish Galusa gave him permission to do it. So he wasn't the Reish Galusa's animal. The Reish Galusa was telling him, "Go prove it to me." Okay, so that gave him permission to do what he had to do. Isolay, they brought him the animal. He brought him the foot. Amilu, he said to them, "Adumi li hadmi d'chayusa." So when they served the meat, he said, "Can you guys put together the animal? Like, put it on a platter where all the pieces fit. Put the puzzle together." I guess they had cut it up. Put it together. Isaac laskare asivikame. The animal only had three legs. Amelu abalashara shagolamu avi. Hey, this is an animal of three legs? What happened to the fourth leg? Now, he had his servant steal it. Pasuk Isichada Ba'alma. So they went and cut off a leg of a living animal and quickly prepared it and brought him as the fourth leg. Isivukame. Amale Lishmaya, Isunami Lahdididach. Can you please now put your one back? Isfait, so he put it back. Amalu Haibat Chamashur Galam Havi. This has five legs? They got caught. They used Eva Menachai. Amalei, so Reish Galusa got the message. Amalei, Lavdi Kamei, Shmaya Zemar Velechu. Put a mashgiach in. You're right. I hear you why you don't want to eat by me. So have a mashgiach. Be a mashgiach there when they prepare your meat. Amalei Machai, Rav Sheshe says, great idea. Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, if you guys did that already, I had been used to sit upon it, organize the pieces. They prepared it. It's because you accused them of Avram Nachai, which you proved. Put a mashgiach in my kitchen. So they brought the table in front of him. Those days, everybody used to eat at a small table. So if Sheshis is eating by the Rej Galusa, they brought him his table. The Isaac Kamai Bistra, remember Sheshis' wine. They brought in front of him meat. And they put it in front of him. This dinner, the Chanka Chamsa. It was a kind of bone that's in the thigh of an animal that it chokes people. They figured they're going to have Rav Sheshis die of choking. They're going to put in this thing. He served them a thigh. They did not remove that bone, which was dangerous. They figured he can't see anyway. He'll eat it, and he'll die. Then Yana says, why is it called this in the Chankel Chamsa? Because somebody once choked their mother-in-law with that. So it became known the bone that choked the mother-in-law. That's why they refer to it, the choking mother-in-law bone. Not Gashashe, so Sheshis felt it, the shakla, he took out the bone. Sorry, actually says he took the whole piece. Karcha Besutra. And he put it in a kerchief. He didn't eat it. So the Beit Galusa did not notice. Sheshis took the piece, put it away. Rashi. Takishokha distant in the Khankar Khamase, Etam cut in the small bone, Shakafa Yarak, Shabin Baila Beneklak, Shudoshesh's Saginor Habi. Saginor means a lot of light. That's how we refer to Rahman al Sun, a blind person. Gosh Shabashab Hirgish by Satsum, he felt it. Shakaka Hatika Bakaka Basuta. The Batha the Acho, Amrlan, literally means a lot of light. That's how we refer to a lot of light. A person that can't see, we say sees great. It's called Lashon Saginor. We don't want to say bad. Right. We don't want to say bad, so we say the opposite.
Literally, it means
a lot of light.
A lot of light. Okay.
Refers to somebody who can't see. Come on, let's not. The boss of the Acho after he ate, Armulay, they told him, Ignavla, they saw that he put away the piece of meat. They didn't want to accuse him. So they made him a Bubba Maisa. Ignavlan Kasa de Kasva. We are missing a silver cup. Somebody at this table has pilfered a silver cup. We got to check everybody. Again, this was the Afadim's excuse of getting Rav Sheshis to show that he put away the meat and didn't need it. So the Rav Sheshis should be upset at him. Body the Kamayi Vasi, when they were checking Ashkechu, the Kruchim Besudre, they found a piece of meat. You didn't even want to eat. This whole thing is just to set up to make us in trouble. You're getting us in trouble with our boss. I would eat. I ate. But tell me by time of the chiyura, and I tasted the meat. It came from an animal that had saras. What does he say chiyura is?
Leprosy.
No. We didn't make any animal with saras. Amalu, badik beduchte. Look at the place of the thigh where you served me that piece of meat. There's a black spot in a white animal or a white spot in a black animal. That's a raya of saras. Baduk ashkecha. They checked. It was right. Again, Nase, Rashi. Zuck Rashi.
What was wrong with the bone? Why would that be?
No, he put away the whole piece of meat. Now, why didn't he eat the rest of the meat? The Gemara says because he said it was saras. Rashi, Ignazon Kasa the Kasma, Shairai, Nice, the Karach Masudre, the rights to live the Gemara. They wanted to see, was he putting in his thing? So they decided they'd say a cup was stolen. Amrle, the Rej Galusa, the Chiura, Basra Balashchim. Mechalach, the Vitami Tamti. Chiura, the Avila, the Nodi Shachachna, your baby, Balashchim. We didn't check an animal that had Shchim. And you'll find it's white. I'm Reb Chizda, Chiyura B'Ukmas L'Kusi, Tloy Lovin, a white spot, Bo'er Shachar, L'Kusai Sham. There was a wound there, a something that causes Sarat, but not Bo'er L'Lovin.
He knew it was eaten there,
but
he didn't die.
Right. But?
He would have died if he would have eaten it.
Yeah, but not though, he would have eaten part of the meat. He didn't have to eat that bone.
Why didn't he just, he didn't
want to
eat the meat at all?
He says he tasted it, and he tasted Sarat. It doesn't say that it wasn't true. Again, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. That's why I think it's true that he said he tasted it and saw that it was tasted like Shiraz. So therefore, he put away the whole piece of meat. That's what I understood. Again, I have no raya. I don't know. What does Rabbeinu say? Yeah. He felt it was a bone.
And
then he
put it away.
He said he ate something.
That's what he said. He said, I ate something. That's why I understood it literally. Don't give my right. So he went and finished with him. Tikhonafik, when he was leaving, they were very upset at him, that brother. He had shown them up a number of times. I mean, the Reish Galusa, if he didn't fire them, I don't know what he was going to do. See, nothing when he was leaving. Karelei Bira, they dug a pit. The Shadalei Tifstaluya, they put a mat on top of it. Ramelei Mea Nechalei. Here, go lay down, relax. They wanted him to either walk or lay down on it. Go straight down the pit. Goodbye, Rav Sheshes. Nachalei, Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda made a noise. Nachurei. Whatever the noise. What does he say Nachar is?
Snorted.
Okay. Amalei Linuka, so Sheshes turns to a kid and says, Psychli Psukech, tell me what you learned in school today. Amalei, he told him a pasuk in Shmuel, and the Telach, Ayamincha, Asmalcha, go to the right or to the left. Amalei Lishmaya, so he says to the servant, Aikachazis, what do you see? Amalei Tzivsa the Shaja, I see a mat. Amalei, Hademina, do me a favor, turn me away from here. Get me out of this area. The bus of the Nafik, after he left, that was the end of the story. Amalei, Rav Chizda ben Avi, Yadamar, how'd you know to turn away? Amalei, Chavdeh Denachalimar, you snorted. So that's the kasha, why didn't Rav Chizda ask him? He snorted. There it is. He didn't ask Rav Chizda why you're snorting. How'd you know what to do? Because I snorted. Right, the pasuk v'yinuka b'suka. Number two, the kid told me his pasuk. Right, the chashidi avdeh d'leimali. These Avodim are not good people. I knew that. So therefore, they're capable. So therefore, I moved away. Now, question is, are you allowed to ask somebody, tell me a pasuk, and then judge by that pasuk? You stop somebody and say, what did you learn in Cheder today? He tells you a pasuk, and you can take that as a nevuah katana. That's the Shaila and Paiskim. The Rambam says it's Asur. A lot of other Rishayim say it's Mutter, and they're being arrived from this Gemara. He asked Psychli Psukech, and he did what the kid told him. Again, if it's mutter, it's mutter. If it's aser, it's because it's not time to be Hashem Lagacha. It's like nichush. That's what the Rambam holds. It's like superstition. Others bring a rabbi and say, why you gotta do it? So they want to say that he didn't rely on the pasuk by itself. There's a whole series of events, but he would never rely on the pasuk by itself. That's what they want to answer the Rambam in this Gemara. Rashi. He wasn't. What did he rely on?
He didn't rely on anything.
So therefore, it's okay. He wasn't doing anything because it said it.
So that's not included.
I mean, we find Acher did it. Mark Hagiga, Acher went around. And he asked the kid, and each kid told him about a Russia. But again, he didn't do anything about that either, except he killed the last kid. But that's not neither here nor there. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Karelei Bira, Chavru Gaimet Shifu Boy. I think a Gaimet must be a pit. Suddenly, Tifta Shlichu Machtelos Abia Bark, Dishlo Yavan, Boyshkhid, the guy leading Rosheshes, wouldn't see it. The snorting of the horses. It's talking about soil and yoyav. Go to right or left. Okay, end of this story. We move on to the next story. Now, I'm not sure why the next story is here, because it's zero that I know have to do with this. It doesn't even have to do with refuah. So I'm not 100% sure why it's here. I'm sure. Okay. Thank you.
That's not me.
Okay. Asisili sharim v'sharais. I made sharim v'sharais, means singers and singers, male and female. It's referring to musical instruments. It seems that were certain musical instruments used by males and certain musical instruments used by females. The males were the ones that were playing for Shlomo HaMelech, and the females played for his wives and women. So anyway, Shlomo HaMelech is saying what he accomplished as a melech to show HaKoel Havel. This is in Kehelet. The Tanuga is Bnei Adam. And I did myself the enjoyment of people. The Gemara is going to say what that refers to. Shida v'shidais. Male shadim and female shadim.
Did he use shadim?
We'll see in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. Sharim v'sharis, elu mine zemer. These are musical instruments. Some for men, some for ladies. Tanugas mei adam, elu brechas umachutzais. These are pools and bathhouses. That's enjoyable. Shida v'shidais, hachi tagimai, shida v'shitzim. Here we translate it in Bavel, male shadim and female shadim. The Rava Amri Shitza. The Marava, they said, means a wagon for women to ride on. Ashi. The Trashi. Rechas Luchas and Betsainan to bathe in cold water and Mechatzars are in hot water. Hagatagim Babavo Shida Shitzan Shaytaka Shayta Keva. Shitza Shida Agala, the Mechav Nashim Asharim for women and princes to ride on wagons. Dr. Gubarabait. There are 300 different kinds of shadim in the city of Shechem. Rashi, Beit Shechem, Beis Hamakom. The Shida Atzmei Niyadei Mahi. Rashi has two pshatim. Either I really don't know how shadim operate, or I don't know their head. I don't know their leader. I wonder who leads those 300 shadim. Rashi, Beit Shechem, Mahi, Matvusa, Mativa, what they look like, what they're about. The Yeshayim Shida Atzma Reish Kulam V'Iman, their head and their mother. Eni Daimahi. I don't know. I never met mom. I never met the head.
Doesn't
the head of the Shadim, this is the story, and it's Ashmedai, and that will be later on. But meanwhile, I guess there's 300 Shadim that are their own governor, their own mom who ran them, Queen Bee.
Population 300.
The other types, that's what it says. Amar Mar, how can you talk about the Gemara? The way they translate in Bavo, Shlomo HaMelech had Shadim. What did he need Shadim for? Dr. Gemara says, Evan Shlomo Masa Nivna. When the Beis HaMikdash was built, it had to be built complete stones. Can you please translate the passage for me? Whole quarried stones? Okay. Now, the problem is, when you build a building, you have to use a rock. It doesn't fit. You have whole quarried stones. So I'm going to move on and hechi avet. How am I going to do this? It has to be built with complete stones. So how in the world am I going to be able to work with complete stones when I can't use metal to chop them? I can't do anything. How do I get them to work? Amulei, so they told Shlomo HaMelech, Ikas Shamira, there's this worm or bug or whatever he refers to as the Shamir. Now I see Maishal Avne Eifoid. Maishal had the same problem as Avne Eifoid. We had to carve out the names of the Shvatim, but he was not allowed to use metal. So what he did is, he had this bug go on the tsura of the letter, and that carved out the letter in the Avne Eifoid. Amalu Echishtakach. Where am I going to find the Shamir? Amulei, Isa Shida Vishitzin, bring a male shade and a female shade, Kavshinu Adadi, lock them up, Epshadi Adi Megalaluch. Maybe they know. You don't know. Humans don't know. But Shadim have other knowledge and that you other pieces of knowledge that humans don't have. So maybe the Shadim will be able to tell you. We should catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Hechi Avid Belikli Barzo, Shamir Beryum Sheshis Mebrachis, Lane called Avid Kashi Yachel in front of, nothing hard can stand in front of it. Avid Avid, I mean, it was that Pesait, Avadim Alolo, and Kaisam Alayb Bejoy, couldn't use ink, should have a Petuchi Kaisam, it had to be carved. They Mesart and Lame Israel, but you couldn't use metal, should have a Bemuloisam, it had to be complete. So you have Sarah's Klum. So how do you do this? How do you carve out without viewing away? Now the Kaisam Alayb Bejoy, Marlam Shamir the Chutz, he puts the Shamir on the ink, then of course Malayim, and it cracks on its own. He didn't do anything. This was the stone. It was the way it just fit in without missing a piece. Kavshenu, Kavim B'Yisurim, Leim Elohechenu. Force them, lock them up, punish them, till they tell you where the shade is. Kavshenu, Lachtan, oppress them, Lashem Michbe Shabgadim, a press of clothing. It's a Sanhedrin. People in Shlomo Melech's time. Rabbis. He didn't know where to find it. Obviously not, right? Doug Diggenbarvite. Amri, so the shade of Kavshinu Adadi, so he put them in jail. He locked them up. Amri, they said, Ananglo Yadina. We have no idea where shade them are. Duma Ashmadai, Malka the shade the other. What? They know where the shade, I'm sorry. Maybe Ashmedai, our king, he might know. You have to get a hold of Ashmedai. Now, I saw one of the Mepharshim, I'm not sure why this makes a difference, said Ashmedai is the name of all kings of Shadim. Meaning it wasn't just one named Ashmedai, just like Parai means all Paros, and Caesar means all Caesars. Ashmedai is the name for king of Shadim.
Title,
yeah. Amr Luhechi Yisei, where do I find Ashmedai? Amrlei, that they knew. Isa Batura Plan. He lives in that mountain. That's where he hangs out. Karyale Bira. He digs himself a pit. Umayale Maya. He fills it up with water. Umiksa Batinura. And he covers it with a rock. The Chasme Bigishvanke. And he seals the rock. So nobody should be able to open that rock without him knowing it was tampered with. Because he would never drink from water that might have been tampered with. Some say because he was afraid of snakes. Some say he was afraid of human poisoning him. Whatever it was, that was the water he drank. It had to be sealed. He filled it up. He sealed it in a way that he came back every day to check his water supply. And if it was tampered with, he wouldn't drink it. And every day he goes to Shemayim. The Gomer Masifta Derikia. And he learned in the yeshiva in Shemayim, and I don't know what he was learning with Masechta. But Nachas La'ara, and then he comes down here, the Gomer Masifta Da'ara. And then he learns and down here in a Masifta. Again, I don't know which yeshiva he attended, but that was what Ashmaida does. For us, the Sayalei Lugashranke, then he goes and checks his seal. The Galilei opens up the water, the Shasi, and drinks it. The Machasilei recovers it, because in case he didn't finish all the water, he saves it for the next day. The custom way, and he seals it, and that's how he knows his water is safe. So that's what the Shadim told Shlomo. This is Ashmedai's modus operandi. This is where he operates. He has his pit on Mount Pliny, wherever Mount Pliny was, and that's what he does. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Hechi Issa Ashmedai Shukul, the Kav Shai, should be able to catch him. The Tura Plum Bahar Pliny. Kayile Bira, Karaloi Shembar, Tinra Evan, the Chasme Begushvanke Bechaisma, he seals it. Tire the Gushvanke Boitke, he checks it, Shlinaga Adamber Legalis Bayre. So that is what Shlomo HaMelech had. This is what he found out. Tomorrow, Mer Hashem, we will do the rest, at least continue the story, whether it be the rest of the story, I don't know.